And you answered that very well, by the way.
Thank you.
And I do want to give that number one
yes.
more time.
No, I was going to say if someone wanted to reach out, is there, you know, an email or is there an email address or a website that they could go to get more information? What is it?
The website is www.princetonhouse.org. So okay. really, princetonhouse.org, and you could get inpatient and outpatient information.
Okay.
You could call inpatient, would be 609-497-3355. And that's if you're really concerned about danger to self, danger to others, or gravely disabled. I mean, really, that need a inpatient hospitalization. The outpatient program is 888-437-1610. And we have outpatients because we try to do it so that when you leave the hospital, there's a program around that will fit your need.
Mm-hmm.
And those programs are in Princeton, North Brunswick, Hamilton, Moorestown, Dennis, South
Carolina,
and Eatontown.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you both, Sarah and Robin, and you will come back.
I will come back, of course.
I'll have you both back.
I'd love to be here. Thank you.
You know, it wasn't so bad, was it?
Nope. You guys asked great questions. Great questions.
Well, you've just been listening to Mental Health Matters, and trust me, folks, we'll be here back next week. Mental health really does matter. Stay tuned.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
USA Radio News with Melanie Burkett.
Former First Lady Laura Bush tells NBC's Today Show she has some strong opinions about the state of the 2016 presidential race, but she doesn't want to say too much.
Well, I'm sad that Jeb is out of it. Yeah, sure, because I think he would have been a great president. But George and I are watching with much interest from the sidelines. As you know, George is really determined not to make remarks about politics.
Mrs. Bush and former President George W. Bush briefly hit the campaign trail for then-White House hopeful Jeb Bush before he ended his bid. Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton do not have a lot of good things to say about GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. At a CNN town hall in Ohio, Sanders called Trump a pathological liar. Sanders and Clinton accused Trump of inciting violence at his rallies by saying he'll pay the legal bills of supporters who attack protesters. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least three stories here about the White House, one on the development of the Oval Office, the one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration, and then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning, in the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania, or whatever you please. But study its early days, and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders speaking up at a town hall event ahead of another round of key presidential primaries. USA Radio's John DeMaster has more.
I really don't like to disparage public officials, but Donald Trump is a pathological liar.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders not happy that Donald Trump is blaming Sanders supporters for disrupting the Trump campaign events. He says his campaign would never condone violence.
We have never, our campaign does not believe and never will encourage anybody to disrupt anything.
For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
And speaking of Bernie Sanders, he says Donald Trump needs to lay off the rhetoric. Sanders told ABC's This Week that he urges the Republican presidential hopeful to avoid inciting violence on the part of his supporters. The Vermont senator says Trump's rhetoric has led to confrontations at rallies for the billionaire, including last week when a man sucker-punched another man being led away by deputies. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Sarah Palin's husband is hospitalized in Alaska after being injured in a snowmobile accident. Sarah Palin was to campaign for Donald Trump today at a retirement community in Florida, but the former Alaska governor has canceled that appearance. The Trump campaign says Todd Palin was in a bad snowmobile accident last night and that Sarah is returning to Alaska to be with her husband. New Jersey lawmakers are voting on a bill today that opponents fear could spell the end of casino gambling in Atlantic City.
New Jersey State Senate and Assembly are voting today on a bill that would authorize a ballot question asking voters to approve two casinos in North Jersey. Right now, the state's constitution only allows casino gambling in Atlantic City. The ballot question would not specify locations, but the most frequently mentioned areas include Jersey City and East Rutherford. Opponents fear the bill's passage could lead to the closure of two or more casinos in Atlantic City, where only 8 gaming halls remain. Alice Stockton Rossini, New Jersey.
A lawsuit alleges that Volkswagen kept deleting data related to last year's emissions scandal after the Justice Department ordered the automaker to stop. A former employee claims he was fired from a Michigan data center after he tried to prevent it. The lawsuit says that Volkswagen claimed it didn't have enough storage space for the data. The suit was filed last week, 2 days before CEO Michael Horn resigned from Volkswagen's American division. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Thank you.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. The weather today is rain, high near 49. East winds around 14 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. And new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. Tonight, areas of drizzle with a chance of rain. Cloudy with a low around 40. Northeast winds 8 to 13 miles per hour. And a chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday, chance of rain before 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 58. North winds 5 to 8 miles an hour. And the chance of it raining is 30%. Tuesday night, patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a low around 45 and calm winds. Wednesday, slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 65. Calm winds becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. And precipitation chance is approximately 30%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and I have with me a co-host today, Carol Ricard, who's going to be co-hosting my other show before this. And we are very privileged today to have Rini. Did I say it right?
Rini, yes.
Ah, I said it right. How about that? Rini Fry?
Yes.
How about that? Okay. And Rini is from the Sleep and Disorder Center at the Hunterdon Medical Center. And we will, I think I'm a little familiar with that. Been there, done that. But I always try to ask people I'm talking to, how did you get into this line of work? I mean, you know, some people say, well, when I was a kid, I this happened and I pointed me in that direction, and other people say, well, I don't know. I didn't know what I was going to do, and then I thought being a, you know.
I wish I could say I always knew I was going to do this, but no, I was in neurology and just kind of fell into sleep. It's closely related, so.
I fall into sleep a lot. I
mean, it's just respiratory, yeah. But, so I've been doing it for over 20 years.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just don't think that I, you know, my mind just doesn't grasp that sleep disorders and such have been around for 20 years, you know, or more.
They have been, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they have. It's just that you don't think about that.
No, you
know,
you
think of cancer and, you know, tuberculosis and what have you. It's just, you know, sleep disorder.
Right.
You know, but it can be a very serious health issue, actually.
It can be, and it's important to get decent sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It affects a lot of your lifestyle, life, how you feel.
And what is your role at the healthcare?
I'm the clinical coordinator. So I work days, I score sleep studies, I see patients, I do help the doctors with assessments, daytime sleep studies.
What? How many doctors do you have?
Right now we have three different doctors, and they're all pulmonologists that see the patients in the sleep center.
Okay. I'm trying to remember the doctor I saw.
We have Dr. David Cohn.
No, this was a woman.
Keith Goldstein and Carol Yuan Duclair.
That's her.
Yes.
Okay.
I can see why you didn't remember the last name.
Yes. But that, yeah, that's her. As soon as you said it, that was it. You know?
She's great.
Yeah. But like I said, the doctors, other doctors, wanted me to go and get a sleep test, you know, to rule out some other issues, I guess. And I, you know, I really didn't realize that you got there and you had to, you know, stay there and sleep. But they did have a television there, you know, so that was pretty cool.
It's pretty comfortable.
Know, except that you got so many, you know.
But nowadays we do in lab studies, but we also do home studies.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot easier on a lot of patients.
Mm.
We instruct you how to hook yourself up with just a couple wires instead of head to toe.
Yeah, well, young man had to come in and hook me up because, you know, it was like more than two, I can tell you that.
Oh, yes, yeah. So we do have home studies. Technology has come a long way. And some people that have a more complicated medical history still benefit from coming into the lab. And different types of studies, but probably 50% or more than 50% can get away with a home study, and we can find what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's cool because, like I said, there wasn't a choice. I mean, it may have been there, but
it wasn't my choice.
You know?
Come around in the last couple of years.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a little longer than that that I've been there, but. It was kind of interesting, though, you know.
You should come back and see us.
I just assume not. If I don't have to have everything hooked up, then that's fine, you know.
Oh, no, but.
You know. Is it still at the Hunterton Health and Wellness on 31 and Clinton?
We're still there, and we also still see patients at the hospital on the second floor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some of the different types of sleep disorders?
Well, the most common is obstructive sleep apnea, where you have when you fall asleep and the muscles in your throat relax and it closes off your airway. It partially blocks it, and for some people it completely blocks it for some time, a few seconds at a time, causing an obstructive event, which causes a DSAT in your oxygenation and isn't healthy for your heart.
No, I would think it wouldn't be.
No.
And I'm not quite sure. You said there's an obstruction. What could the obstruction be? I mean,
the build of your throat. You have this little flap in the back of your throat. It's called an uvula, and it relaxes and blocks that airway. A lot. Sometimes it's due to weight, and sometimes it's due to just the build of your throat.
Right, right. Well, mm-hmm. It's kind of. And if you don't have that, what is?
If you don't have obstructive sleep apnea, there's sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, and that's where your brain forgets to tell you to breathe at night.
Wow. Well, it's not good.
No.
I don't think that's healthy.
That's a little tougher to treat, but it's treated the same way with a device that keeps your airway open. We treat narcolepsy. That's people that cannot stay awake, have a disorder. They go into REM sleep. very, hmm. very quickly. It's dangerous because you can fall asleep at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, like
what is REM sleep? I hear that word a lot.
REM sleep, yeah. It stands for rapid eye movement, and it's your dream state.
Okay.
It's when you dream. It's one of the more restful states.
I was going to say, is that a deeper stages? Kind of a, like, it's mm-hmm. almost like a deeper sleep?
Yes. Yeah. Delta sleep is very deep sleep, but REM sleep is the rapid eye movement. And a lot of people who have obstructive sleep apnea do not even ever get into REM because they have obstruction so often that it's okay. keeping them in their lighter stages of sleep.
Yeah. Wow.
So they don't get sufficient sleep. So once you keep your airway open, once you're treated, you have what's called REM rebound, and you start getting that sleep you haven't gotten yeah. for years and years, and you feel much, much better in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I would think.
And throughout the day.
Sure. I mean, because everybody, I think all of us, I don't say every night, but once in a great while have a night when we don't sleep or can't sleep.
Right.
Some, whatever the reason, it could be something that happened during the day, emotional mm-hmm. or, you know, some right. sort of thing. And you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh, really? I mm-hmm. got to get out of bed. I got to go to work. I got to do this.
And
you
someone know. With sleep apnea has it every night.
So yeah.
You can imagine
right.
how that affects right. everything. We also treat insomnia. We mm-hmm. treat restless leg syndrome. Some other types.
Restless leg syndrome, that's where their leg shakes or?
To the point where it arouses them and keeps them in a lighter stage of sleep.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
And does snoring have anything to do with?
Very often it is related, but you can snore and not have sleep apnea also.
So anybody that's having snoring, it doesn't automatically mean?
No. We do have people that just snore, and they test negative.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can snore and not have sleep apnea.
Can you snore some nights and not others?
Yes. A lot of times it's positional. Mm-hmm. It'll only be worst case scenario is usually on your back mm-hmm. Because that's yeah. obviously –
cause that little flap to go down.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. You've got all these different disorders, so to speak. I'm assuming the treatment's not the same for all of them.
No.
You want to start at one and go down and give us the treatment?
The most easy to treat is sleep apnea, and that is with a CPAP. That stands for continuous positive air pressure. And it's not oxygen. It's not a gas. It's just continuous air that keeps your airway open.
Is that like a mask?
You yeah. wear a mask. Sometimes if you're a mouth breather, you'll wear it goes over your nose and mouth. They get as little as just in your nostrils. If you're not a mouth breather, you can wear what they call nasal pillows, and it just keeps your airway open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's treated. Restless leg syndrome that's treated with medication. If it's restless legs, sometimes don't disturb your sleep pattern, and we test for that. We mm-hmm. we watch for that to see if it is disrupting your sleep. So we would not treat you with medication if it's not disrupting your sleep.
Okay. That makes sense, obviously, you know.
Insomnia, a lot of times we can help with cognitive behavior and sleep hygiene, things you shouldn't be doing at night that keep you awake and stimulate you.
For those out in the audience who don't know what cognitive behavioral therapy is, could you elaborate a little?
Well, you find out what it is that's keeping you awake. Why are you laying there not able to sleep? So we work on some of mm-hmm. those issues. It's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that there's that many different reasons for not sleeping.
Well, mm-hmm. recently, since cell phones and computers have gotten so big, there's actually... it's directly related with a lot of sleep issues because that stimulates your brain, and and you should not do that at nighttime. And how many people have the cell phone next to the bed or the computer that you're on? It's very, it's not a good, not good sleep hygiene. Teenagers are having big issues with sleep issues because since the computers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big...
I'm safe in that.
I'm safe with that, yeah. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to computers. And I mean, I have one, don't get me wrong.
Right. But you think about all the teenagers that...
Yeah. Yeah, I have a girlfriend. She's sitting in bed, and instead of reading a book, she's looking at Facebook.
Right.
You know, and I'll say that's not, you know, that's not a very good thing to do.
Definitely is not.
But you know what amazes me is, regardless of the age, like I go to the gym, and people are there, and they're like, say, on a stationary bike, and they're texting away or whatever they're doing on that thing. And I'm thinking, who in the world would you be talking to while you're riding the bike exercising? Or they'll be on a machine. And all right, we all do, say, 15 reps of this one exercise, and we, you know, you're out of breath, so you take a second or two to, you know, recover, and they're texting or whatever, you know. And I'm thinking, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't have that many people I want to talk to, you know, let alone text, which I don't. I mean, I have text on my phone. We just got it because we changed programs, you know, because I have my one son has his phone on ours and my wife's. But
They brought you into
it came free of charge with the amount of minutes we got, you know.
So but Larry, you realize you're in the minority.
Yes.
Oh,
I know I'm in the
that.
Minority. Uh-huh. I definitely know.
I, you know, people say, well, you're, you know, smartphone. My phone flips up. You know, it's, yeah, I don't care about it. I don't have, you know, it's for an emergency. Right. If I broke down on a road or something, you know, but it just amazes me that all, and it's all different ages. It's not necessarily just young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's people my age.
Yeah.
I won't say what my age is, but, you know. But, you know, and it just amazes me because, you know, it's just.
Yeah, but this girlfriend of mine, she does not have a TV in her bedroom. All right. So she kind of followed that rule of thought and about, because, again, you know,
it's not, healthy,
not very healthy sleep patterns. But she's got no problem just sitting there, you know, watching and looking at her Facebook videos or funny stuff. And, you know, it's and I don't know how to explain it to her because I've heard that you don't want to use your phone or your computer.
Right.
Is it the light? Is it something with
it
the,
is
like,
the light
and the
it's
stimulation?
The stimulation, and the, you know, the mental stimulation, the electronic stimulation. Yeah. TVs are not good sleep hygiene. Exercising too close to bedtime is not, you know, certain foods and drinks. Alcohol is not. A lot of people think alcohol, it'll help me
sleep. I was going to say, a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to have a drink, it'll help me go to sleep. But doesn't it do just the opposite?
It may initially make you tired, but it is not good for your sleep architecture. No,
it's not quote-unquote natural sleep then,
it keeps
right?
you awake.
Right.
Yeah, you'll actually wake up later on in the night,
You know, you had mentioned, what was it, the leg movement.
Restless leg.
Restless leg is treated by medication.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other sleep apnea type programs that are treated by medication?
Well, insomnia at times.
Okay. Okay.
That's insomnia just about, and restless legs. Narcolepsy also is a medicated.
Re-educate me on that.
Narcolepsy
I can barely
is
say it.
When you cannot stay awake.
Oh,
even
that's
after
when you
a good
fall
night's
asleep
sleep.
All the time.
And what actually happens is you fall into REM, which isn't normal to fall into REM during the day. Like, so they treat you with medication for that.
That could be dangerous if you're driving.
It's very dangerous. It's
or even walking.
Fortunately, it's very small population is positive for that. Yeah.
But, wow.
It's not very common.
Now, I know, I want to say a couple of years back, I knew someone that had, you know, some sort of sleep apnea. And they gave him a mask that pretty much covered his whole face. And there was a like a tank that he had to have with him.
Oh, no. The machine is as small as a clock radio used to be. Okay. And the masks have not covered your face for very, very long time. So they've gotten pretty small. Even the full face, what they call a full face mask, is just really a triangular piece that fits right over your nasal bridge and down over your mouth.
Okay.
Like I said, there's everything in between that and just the little nasal plugs.
Okay.
There's also other treatments for CPAP. There are oral appliances that a dentist can make, and it is an oral appliance like people wear for bruxism, for grinding your teeth.
Okay.
It's similar. It fits in your mouth. It positions your jaw in a way that it helps keep your airway open. So people that have problems with CPAP can try that.
Mm-hmm.
There's several different options now. And unfortunately, for some people, they think it's unfortunate. But CPAP, the continuous positive air pressure, is instantaneous. The first night you wear it, you should get treatment.
Good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Now, are these lifelong then after that? I mean, it's like you...
It's related to weight, no. Some people can lose weight and go off of it. But like I said, we have a lot of average weight people. Mm-hmm. They're not overweight. And it's just the build of their throat. And yes, for them, it is...
Then it's a lifelong thing.
And there are also surgical options. You can have surgery. They shave down that area. Yeah, but a lot of people don't have too much success with that, and it's very painful. It's surgery. It's evasive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why people would, you know, be reluctant to do that, you know. I think I would be very reluctant to do that. I'd rather wear the mask or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know,
everybody has their own, you know, preference.
Right, exactly.
But it is not healthy to let it go untreated.
Okay.
It's bad for your heart, and it's not good for your brain because your oxygen isn't getting where it needs to get. So it's an easily treatable.
Do you have a lot of patients? I mean, that
we
have this.
We have a lot of patients.
Well, no, I just, you know.
Yes, we
because
do.
It just kind of, you know, I'm just wondering how
prevalent it is.
Yeah, how common this
it
is.
It is very prevalent, and it is also goes undiagnosed very often.
Could understand that,
people,
too.
People take diabetes and heart problems serious, but when you tell them they have a sleeping obstructive sleep apnea, they've lived with it so long usually that they just got used to thinking that that's how they feel, and they don't realize. But we also have patients, most of our patients come in and say it's life-changing because they just feel 10 years younger because they're finally getting deep stages of sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's got to be hard for people to accept the fact that after all these years they've been living with it and dealing with it and thinking in their mind, well, this is the way life is. And then to find out that there is a solution to this problem, you know, I'm not saying surgery so much, but, you know, either medication or the mask, you know, and it's got to be, I don't know, it just seems to me that, you know, they should be thrilled.
Well, most of our patients are. We have people that take it with them when they go on vacation or businessmen that travel every week and they take it. They travel with it because they know what they feel when they don't wear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once you get acclimated to it, you won't want to sleep without it if you have.
And if it's small, it's like, yes. You know, it can be packed in your overnight bag or whatever.
They're,
you know,
about the size of that tissue box there nowadays.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could pack that, you
yes,
know,
you
so
can.
That's yep. not that difficult, yep. you know. It's not like you're carrying a, you know, a cylinder with you, you know.
And it's a piece of medical equipment, so you don't have to pay to mm-hmm. travel with that.
Right, exactly.
Which matters nowadays.
Oh, yes. Everything with flying matters mm-hmm. nowadays, you know. Where is the sleep center located at, other than, I know where it's at the...
In Clinton.
In Clinton, at the Health and Wellness mm-hmm. Center on the second floor. That
right.
I know. Where in the hospital is it located?
You'd bring the main elevator up to the second floor and follow the signs for the sleep lab. It's back by endoscopy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Back in the back part.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you get off the elevator, radiology's in front of you.
Yes.
So you make your right and
yes.
right. All
yes,
the, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
where we are.
Yeah. Well, I volunteer at the hospital on Fridays, and people always ask where radiology is, endoscopy, so I got to
so
know where all that stuff
yeah.
is. Yeah. So now I know where the sleep center is, too, see? But now, treatment is what we've been talking about, right? The solutions to some of the problems. Do you find that some people don't react to them, to the treatment? Or is that just so rare?
No, we don't have problems opening up people's airway. We have problems with people being able to tolerate the continuous pressure. Few, though. On a percentage, I want to say much less than 10%, maybe 5%.
Okay.
Now, they may not acclimate to it beautifully the first couple weeks, but we coach them through it, and eventually they are believers and they love it
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to sleep without it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because if you've been having this problem for so long,
well,
you know, and then
if you're dragging during the day and feeling slouchy and no energy, and then all of a sudden you're getting your better sleep and you just feel so much better during the day.
Do you find that, well, you said before that the, you know, teenagers, do you have patients who are teenagers?
We do. Most children, though, if they have sleep apnea, they get their tonsils or adenoids out and it usually takes care of it.
Oh,
unless
okay.
they're overweight, then that's a different story. We do have children on CPAP.
What about like teenagers who may have had their tonsils out already?
Teenagers, it's usually weight related.
Okay.
We do have some on it, but teenagers' sleep issues are normally their internal clocks are messed up because they like to stay up on their phones half the night and then they don't want to get up in the morning and
yeah.
they'll just sleep half the day.
Right.
So
right.
it's more or less making them readjust to what they need to, the way the daylight is supposed to.
Right, right. It's just, you know, it's just, let me ask you, if someone... your patients are recommended by physicians or general care, or they come in on their own, or
they can come in on their own if they're just looking for help. Many are referred through cardiologists, family physicians. They may have had surgery, and post-surgery, they noticed that they had sleep apnea, so
mm-hmm.
they'll say you should really get checked out. So. You can be self-referred or by the doctor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say someone is either referred by the doctor or comes in. What is the procedure then that they go through?
Well, if your doctor sends you, he'll usually just write an order for a sleep study.
Okay.
So we determine, or your insurance determines, if you should have an in-lab or a home study. Mostly nowadays, it's determined by what your insurance will pay for. And yes, all insurances pay for sleep studies, okay? And then we schedule you to see one of our sleep specialists, doctors, to get your results. And they'll explain what we saw and how, what they would suggest, what would be the best treatment.
Okay. And I just trying to think in my mind, all right, you go and it's like you're screened, basically.
Yes.
And they come up with, and the doctors see you then, correct? Or is a screening done by, like, yourself or others?
Well,
or?
Some doctors send you directly for a study.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you'd come for your study, and then you would see our specialist, and he would give you your results and give you your options, what your options are for treatment. If you don't have a doctor that can refer you, then by all means, call the sleep lab, and we'll schedule you to see one of our doctors. They'll discuss what your problems are and order the appropriate test.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got directed right to the test.
Uh-huh.
Well, my cardiologist did it.
Yes.
And then Dr. Come on, what's her name?
Dr. Yuan DeClaire.
She met with me after they, you know,
right,
told me to get up and got all the
and
things
if
off
you
me,
have
so.
If you have cardiac issues, you definitely do not want to let sleep apnea untreated.
No.
It can worsen
right.
them, yeah.
Right.
And a lot of times people like that have arrhythmias, AFib, it's directly related to your events overnight. And once you're treated with CPAP, it'll alleviate that.
Yeah, well, that's...
So it's for
real. Well, I have AFutter, and it didn't, you know... They found that I didn't have sleep apnea, you know, which I was thankful for.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
But it's just... It's just, you know, you don't think of these things, you know. You really don't. The average person, all right, oh, man, I'm, you know... depressed now because I got, you know, AFib and or AFlutter or whatever, and now they want me to go take a sleep test and, you know, yada yada. But because I know I was that way, you know,
right.
God, I gotta go take a sleep test, you know, come on, give me a break, you know. But it's
for
nice
the health
to know,
of your heart, yes,
right, it's
definitely...
nice to know that it you don't have it, you know.
Right. And if you do, you deal with it.
And if you do, you have to deal with it. You know?
And it will make you feel better.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the good part.
Yes.
All right. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center show, and we will be back in just a couple minutes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 908- 384-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hydeen Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hydeen Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hydeen Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today, Rennie.
Yes.
All me. Right. Rennie Fry.
Yes.
Hi, I got it Thank right you, twice Larry. Now. Yeah. Who is... works at the Sleep Disorder Center, and there's two areas. One is at Health and Wellness on Route 31 in Clinton on the second floor, and the other is on the second floor of the Hunterdon Medical Center. We have been talking about different, you know, sleep apnea and various illnesses causing from, you know, sleep. Who would you recommend a sleep study to? In other words, if somebody said to you, Rennie, well, you know, this is happening, what about, yeah, who would you recommend?
I would say if you're having difficulty sleeping at night, you should come talk to one of our specialists. If you snore and gasp in between, if you've ever woken up gasping for breaths or... Mm-hmm. trying to catch your breath, you should probably come talk to one of our guys and see if they think that you could have sleep apnea or benefit from checking into it. If you're fatigued, falling asleep behind the wheel, you should definitely come see us. Anybody that's out there and was prescribed CPAP and stuck it in your closet and it's been in there for 5 years, 10 years, and you're still tired during the day or you can't sleep at night, you should come see us. Things have come a long way. Masks, machines, treatments. There's new treatments out there that you should really come see what where it's come. So,
if someone, I just heard this a little while ago.
Excuse me.
If someone snores, and then, how can I explain it? They're snoring, and then all of a sudden they stop breathing for 3, 4, 5 seconds, whatever it is.
That's an apnea.
And then they start again, snoring or sleeping or whatever, and then they go a while, and then they stop breathing again. That could be dangerous.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm no doctor, but that just seems to me that Absolutely. It could be very dangerous.
It is dangerous. It's unhealthy for your heart and your brain, which affects everything else.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and it's easily treatable. It's non-invasive. It's covered by insurance. There's no reason to ignore it.
Is there a phone number or something that you can give in case somebody is interested in reaching out?
Our number is 908-237-5508. You can call and just explain what your issues are, and we'll try to guide you in the right direction. We would love to hear from you.
This is sort of I won't say trick question. I don't like trick questions. I don't like trick questions. Do you find that there's some people that you can't help? Or is that very minimal?
If we can't help them, we refer them to someone else that we think could.
Okay.
Yes. So, no, I would say if we don't have what it takes to help you, then our doctors would refer you elsewhere.
Like elsewhere, would to another hospital, to another...
A different specialist or whatever. Sometimes... Okay. Sometimes your fatigue is due to deficiencies, so they'll order blood work. So if you're fatigued during the day, it doesn't always mean you have a sleep disorder, but it could be your thyroid, it could be deficiencies, vitamin D, there's a lot of things. So they kind of delve into the whole issue.
Mm, okay. When they do a sleep study on someone,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they have to fill out, paperwork, et cetera, and they then are screened in some way by you guys?
The doctor.
Oh, the doctor. Okay.
Sees what would be appropriate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But when we do a sleep study, we monitor your heart rate, so that is looked at. We have picked up abnormalities. If someone doesn't have a cardiologist, we have already picked up abnormalities, and then our doctor would refer them to a cardiologist.
Okay.
Pulmonary issues, maybe they desat into a dangerous number overnight. Then they would delve into their pulmonary background, So, it doesn't always have to mean sleep apnea.
Do you find that some illnesses along with sleep apnea overlap or interlap?
A lot of cardiac issues. Sometimes people that have diabetes, they're more apt to have restless legs. Definitely pulmonary issues they'd be stronger. They'd have sleep apnea, a lot of times.
Right.
Cardiac patients a lot of times have complex sleep apnea because of their cardiac issues. Right. So, yes, they do overlap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just seems like, you hear about cancer and diabetes and... tuberculosis and, heart disease and all this other stuff. And you don't really think or hear too much about sleep apnea.
It's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, really, because, mm-hmm. You don't. The average person, Because I think the average person who may suffer from it, like you said before, has become so acclimated to, well, this is life. This is the way it is.
I'm aging. I'm just tired all the time. Right. I work too long.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
When in reality, you could help yourself and feel somewhat better, a lot better.
Right.
Depending on your degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, and, you know, like, as simple as maybe wearing a partial face mask.
Mm-hmm. No, not getting sleep, it affects everything. You know, depression is directly related because if you're tired, you're going to be depressed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yes, it interlocks with a lot of other.
I would like to just, would you reiterate the operation that you mentioned?
Oh, well, I can't elaborate too much on that. But
no, I'm just, I understand.
If someone
but
has huge adenoids or tonsils, our doctor then refers them to an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Okay.
And they see and see if they could help them with a surgical procedure that would help them. Our doctors look down your throat. So, yes, a lot of times they are referred to an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
And you said that there's that flap thing at the
uvula?
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. And sometimes they shave that?
Yes. They shave the back, shave things down in the back of your throat so that you have a bigger airway.
Okay. And would you then still continue to wear the mask? Or?
No. Usually after that surgery, you wait till you recuperate from it and eventually come back for a sleep study and see if it has resolved your sleep issues, your sleep apnea.
Okay. When you're saying a sleep study, you mean like I went through when I go there and
well,
I go to sleep there or whatever?
A home study or an in-lab.
Okay.
It depends on the patient.
Okay.
More and more patients are getting home studies. If you have other issues, a lot of times it's better to do it because it's, of course, limited data on the home studies.
Right.
But they're perfectly sufficient for a lot of people.
All right. When they do a home study, I know when I was in the lab when they, you know, slept there, there was the monitors and so on that they could read.
Mm-hmm.
And at home, how do they do that?
At home, it's very limited.
It's just recorded and you bring that in? Or
yes. There's no video.
Okay.
We see your respiratory movements. We see your cardiac, your inhalation and exhalation of your nose and mouth, breathing in and out. So we look for events to see how many events. It's limited, but okay for most people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And that's fairly new then, too, isn't it?
Oh, it's been out for a good more than 5 years, but it's gotten popular in the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, I would think that people would want to rather do that than
the technology wasn't there. Now it's getting there where it's fine for most people.
And it's amazing that you have this technology in all these,
it is
in all medical fields,
in all
to,
avenues.
You know, in fact, yeah, not even in medical, but everywhere. You know, like what we were talking about earlier with the phones and computers and what have you. It's
absolutely
just, whoa, you know, it's way above my pay grade. But if someone wanted to make an appointment,
yes,
how would they do that?
Please give us a call and let us know what your issues are, and we'll guide you in the right direction. Our number, again, is 908-735-3939.
That's an easy one to remember.
They can help you with Clinton or the HMC Sleep Lab.
Okay. Is there any website or anything that the people can go on?
Yes, you can go on Hunterton's website and just click on sleep disorders.
Okay. And that's 100 in healthcare, or
it is 100 to medical center.
100 medical center. Okay.
Dot com or dot org. What is it? Dot com. I think.
I think it's dot com.
Mm-hmm.
And then just click on sleep.
Yes.
Well, I would strongly recommend to people if they are having
any kind
issues.
Of issue, not sleeping or
right or sleeping too much
during the
or
day.
Fatigued.
Yes,
or
if you think you sleep too much, if you can fall asleep during the day and you think you're sleeping too much, come see us.
What about if a person